You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to this Apple Watch feature demo. And in this demonstration, I'm going to show you how to adjust various settings in VoiceOver, including on the Apple Watch itself, turning the VoiceOver speech volume up or down, and also how to enable screen curtain on the Apple Watch, and then looking at some other adjustment features that you can do with VoiceOver, including volume as well and screen curtain on the Apple Watch iOS app running on your iPhone, including speech rate and the ability to turn hints on or off. And I found a little Easter egg, as in quite a surprise, when I was adjusting VoiceOver volume and speech rate using the Apple Watch iOS app on my iPhone, when my Apple Watch was live and not asleep as it normally is in standby mode. And it was a good surprise, so it wasn't a bad one. And I hope you enjoy discovering it in this demo as much as I did actually finding it, since I've only had my watch since last Friday as the date of this recording. Okay, so I've got my Apple Watch on my wrist, funny enough, and to just wake it up, I'm just going to tap on my screen once.
9:03 and 58 seconds.
And if you'd like to increase the volume or decrease the volume of VoiceOver, you do a two-finger double tap and hold, and then drag your fingers up or down the screen. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap. Mine's already at 100%.
904.
Hit a bleep. Now I drag my fingers down slightly on the screen.
80, 75%, 60%.
Okay, so I've turned it right down to 60%. And then, of course, I could have just left my fingers on the screen and pushed the volume back up again. Do another two-finger double tap and hold, and push my fingers up the screen.
70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 100%.
Okay, and I've gone back up to 100%. Now, if you want to do it in one smooth action, I'm going to do a two-finger double tap and hold again. Hit the bleep, drag my fingers down.
80, 70, 60, 55%.
Okay, and then push my fingers back up the screen, still holding 50%. Them on the screen.
70%, 75%, 80%, 85%, 95%, 100%.
Okay, and there we go. So it's extremely easy to change the VoiceOver volume on the fly. I sometimes find in the mornings, because I've normally got my watch on 100% when I'm traveling on the train or walking around, I forget to turn it down early in the morning. So as soon as I get out of bed in the morning, I normally wake up my watch, then do a two-finger double tap and hold, drag my fingers down to turn the volume on the watch down a little bit so I don't disturb anybody else in the house. Not that really it's that loud, it's just the fact that I've got cathedral ceilings in my house and tiled floors, so any noise tends to get a little bit magnified. Okay, so that's a VoiceOver volume. If you want to turn on screen curtain, you can also do that on the watch itself. I'm just going to ask Siri to open up settings for me. So I normally just hold in the digital crown until it vibrates.
9:06 and 40.
Open settings. And it vibrated.
Settings.
Okay, so here's settings. And I'm going to flick down to general to the right.
Time. Airplane. Bluetooth. Do not disturb. General.
There's general. One finger double tap on general.
General. Back button.
Flick to the right.
About. Orientation. Activate on wrist raise. Accessibility.
Okay, there's accessibility. One finger double tap. Flick to the right to VoiceOver.
VoiceOver on.
Okay, there's VoiceOver. One finger double tap.
VoiceOver. VoiceOver. Back button.
Flick to the right.
VoiceOver. Switch button on. Screen curtain. Switch button off.
Okay, there's screen curtain.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So I have a double tap on screen curtain.
Screen curtain off. Screen curtain. Switch button on.
Okay, so screen curtain's now currently on, so my screen's blank. And of course, to turn off, one finger double tap again.
Screen curtain on. Screen curtain. Switch button. Off.
Okay, so as you can tell, when it switches between the two of them, it's not very clear with speech a little bit. I think the speech is just catching up to what the screen's doing at the moment in this 1.0 release of the software. So flick to the right.
VoiceOver speaks items on the screen. Bullet swipe left or right to select an item. Bullet double tap to activate the selected item. Footer.
Okay, that's just general information about VoiceOver. One finger flick left or right. One finger double tap to activate. And you can also do a two-finger flick up and down to scroll as well. And that's it for that screen. The other settings for VoiceOver, including VoiceOver volume and screen curtain, are all in your Apple Watch iOS app on your iPhone. And that's where we'll go to now. Okay, so my Apple Watch has currently gone to sleep. Let me grab my iPhone out of my pocket. I'm going to flick back to the left with VoiceOver on my iPhone to get to the Apple Watch app.
Page 1 of 3. Adjustable. Find my friends. Kindle. Twitter. Apple Watch.
There's the Apple Watch app. Double tap to open. One finger double tap to open it.
Apple Watch.
And as usual, I'm going to flick to the right to get to General.
App Layout. Button. Airplane Mode. Button. Apple Watch. Button. Notifications. Button. Glances. Button. Do not disturb. Button. General. Button.
Okay, there's good old General. One finger double tap on General.
General. My watch. Back button.
Let's flick to accessibility. So let me flick to the right to get to accessibility.
General. Heading. About. Button. Software update. Button. Automatic downloads. Button. Watch orientation. Left wrist. Button. Accessibility. Button.
One finger double tap on accessibility.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
Flick to the right to locate VoiceOver.
Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Heading. VoiceOver. On. Button.
One finger double tap on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver. Accessibility. Back button.
And flick to the right again.
VoiceOver. Heading. VoiceOver. On.
So we can toggle VoiceOver on and off again, as we could do on the Apple Watch itself.
VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
Okay, VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
Tap once to select an item.
Tap once to select an item. Or one finger flick left and right to move by item.
Double tap to activate the selected item.
And one finger double tap to activate an item.
Swipe two fingers to scroll.
Swipe two fingers to scroll. That actually wasn't mentioned in the VoiceOver screen on the Apple Watch. That's why I mentioned it when we're doing it.
Speaking rate. Heading.
And here we have speaking rate.
Speaking rate. 30%.
And I've currently got this set at 30%.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So if I flick down.
20%, 10%, 0%.
Okay, now it's set at 0%. Now, because I'm using VoiceOver on the iPhone, it's a bit hard to tell what the voice then sounds like on your Apple Watch unless you touch your Apple Watch. So I'm going to pop my iPhone down and tap on my Apple Watch face.
9:16 and 22 seconds.
Okay, that's what rate 0 sounds like.
14 degrees. And red notifications. 85% battery power. Dimmed.
Okay, so let's speed it up to say 25%.
10%.
Oh, now that's nice. I didn't realize you could do that. Now that I've woken the screen up, we can actually hear the speech rate alter on the Apple Watch. That's fantastic. But let's speed up the slider on my iPhone.
20%. 30%.
Okay, so I didn't want to go to 25%, but let's flick on the screen at 30% again.
14 degrees, and red notification. 85% battery power. Dimmed. And red notifications. Status bar item. 14 degrees.
Okay, double flick tap back to the left.
And red notifications. Status bar item. 85% battery power. Dimmed.
Okay, let's adjust the slider again. We'll go up to 50%.
40%. 50%.
Okay, and as you can tell, as I'm doing it, you're hearing both slide up on my iPhone, and you can hear the speech rate number also being read as it adjusts on the Apple Watch, and I still find that extremely cool. Okay, so let's see what 50% sounds like on just my clock face screen.
And red notifications. Status bar item. 13 degrees.
Okay, so 13 degrees.
9:18 and 3 seconds.
9:18 and 3 seconds. Flick back to the left.
13 degrees. Double tap to open weather. And red notifications.
And red notifications.
84% battery power.
84% battery power. Okay, let's speed it up again.
66%. 70%.
Okay, let's try 70%. So flick to the right.
And red notifications. Status bar. 13 degrees.
13 degrees.
9:18 and 3 seconds.
9:18 and 3 seconds. Flick back to the left.
13 degrees. Double tap to open weather.
13 degrees. Double tap to open up weather.
And red notifications.
And red status notifications. Bar. Okay, let's go to 90.
70, 80%, 90%.
Okay, let's try 90%. Flick to the right.
And red notifications.
And red notifications.
13 degrees.
13 degrees.
9:18 and 3 seconds.
9:18 and 3 seconds. Flick back to the left.
13 degrees.
13 degrees. double tap to open weather. Now, it was actually saying double tap to open weather when I was flicking to the right. It's just because I wasn't waiting long enough. We don't need to hear absolutely everything that VoiceOver is currently saying to us, particularly for hints. So flick to the left.
Unread notifications. Status
bar. Unread notifications.
84% battery power.
And 84% battery power. Okay, so let's go to 100%. Flicking up on the slider on my iPhone.
100%.
Okay, and flick to the right on my clock face screen on my Apple Watch.
Unread notifications.
Unread notifications.
13 degrees.
13 degrees.
9:18 and 3 seconds.
9:18 and 3 seconds. Flick back to the left.
13 degrees.
13 degrees. Double tap to open up weather.
Unread notifications.
Unread notifications.
84% battery power.
84% battery power. Okay. So I'm going to slow it back down to 30% just for the demo.
90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, 50%, 40%, 30%.
Great. Okay. I just still find that's very nifty. So let's flick to the right.
Voice over volume. Heading.
Voice over volume, which was on the Apple Watch voice over panel.
Voice over volume. 100% adjustable.
Voice over volume. 100%. I have a funny feeling that's probably going to do exactly the same thing as the speech rate when the Apple Watch is actually on. Let me wake it up. One finger double tap on my Apple Watch screen.
9:20 and 56 seconds.
Okay, and let's try it. One finger flick down.
90%.
Aha, it's doing it. Lovely. One finger flick down.
80%, 70%, 60%, 50%, 40%, 30%.
Okay, it's getting very softer. It's still the same volume on my iPhone, of course, but it's getting softer with the Apple Watch voiceover. That's absolutely brilliant. So flick up.
40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, 100%.
Very nice. Okay, so just keep in mind that if you want to hear your speech rate adjust and your volume adjust on the actual Apple Watch itself, just wake up the screen. It's gone to sleep, thank you. And then you'll actually hear the adjustment happen on your Apple Watch, as I said, for both speech rate and speech volume. Okay, so let's go to the next item in the voiceover panel on the Apple Watch app on my iPhone.
Speak hints on.
Okay, speak hints is currently on. So if I double tap that now.
Off.
Okay, it's now off. So if I wake up my Apple Watch, touch the screen.
9:23 and 12 seconds.
Okay, and if I flick back to the left to where it said 13 degrees, and if I wait, the hint should not talk for voiceover.
13 degrees.
Okay, so it just says 13 degrees. It doesn't say double tap to open up weather anymore. If I double tap to turn speak hints back on again.
On.
If I flick to the right.
9:23 and 45 seconds.
And back again.
13 degrees. Double tap to open weather.
Okay, you can tell we've got hints turned back on again. Okay, so let me flick to the right.
Screen curtain off.
Okay, screen curtain
double
off.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So double tap that.
On. Screen curtain on.
Okay, and because the Apple Watch is live, it's going to say screen curtain on. One finger double tap again.
Screen curtain off.
It says screen curtain off. Now, I'll just confirm with you now that once the watch, of course, has gone to sleep like it has now, the screen's gone to sleep, the speech rate, volume, and, of course, the screen curtain speaking the status is not going to talk.
Screen curtain off.
So if I turn on back on screen
double
curtain...
Tapped. On.
Okay, it's on. Double tap.
Off.
It's off. Because, of course, my Apple Watch is not live, it's not speaking the status change. So flick to the right.
Speak on wrist raise. Off.
Speak on wrist raise.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Currently off. Okay, speak on wrist raise currently off. And if I double tap that.
On.
Okay, and I raise my wrist.
9:26 and 15 seconds.
The Apple Watch is going to speak out every time I raise my wrist. Okay, it's gone to sleep again. Okay, and if I turn it off.
Off.
And I raise my wrist. I don't get any speaking at all. That completes this demonstration of changing various voiceover settings, including on the Apple Watch itself, the ability to turn voiceover on and off via the panel, remembering that you can set the access shortcut on the Apple Watch iOS app in general accessibility, access shortcut, and tick on voiceover, and you can use the digital crown 3 times pressed to toggle voiceover on and off. And also in the panel for voiceover, you can turn on and off screen curtain, and then of course to adjust the volume, you do a 2-finger double tap and hold, and drag your fingers up or down to adjust the volume. Then, of course, we've got more things that we can do on the Apple Watch iOS app in general, accessibility, voiceover itself. And in there, of course, we still have the volume in the screen curtain. And as we found out together, as I've only had this watch since last Friday, if your Apple Watch is live, i.e. the screen hasn't gone to sleep, when you adjust the settings for speech volume and speech rate, you actually get the adjustment speaking out with voiceover on the Apple Watch. So you can listen to the speech rate change and also the voice volume change. In there as well was the ability to be able to turn hints on and off, as well as the option to toggling on and off speech when you raise your wrist. So that's it for this demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.